Barama screen.
Barama stop probably. Excellent show, Fiduhuza. What's good? It's your boy Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mic, episode 2, which is 32.0.
What it is?
We got Prime Time Lucas.
You know that.
He's apparently the favorite of the podcast. Today we're talking about managing expectations, your own and those of people around you. We're talking about family expectations, friends' expectations, relationships' expectations. I'm looking at more conversations with boys as I say this, because I'm going to be speaking about you today. Anyway, it's going to be really cool, guys. If you guys enjoyed the previous episode, we really appreciate it. Thank you for all of the reviews. I think we have over 100 reviews.
Yeah, bro, no, over 300.
Over 300, that's crazy.
What are you counting? YouTube?
Well, I just know the YouTube ones. You want to eat it?
Oh, YouTube, yeah, YouTube is good. I'm talking about actual reviews on like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's beautiful.
Five star boys.
Yeah, speaking about the reviews, I'm going to go to my YouTube channel. Talk
Did
dating.
You expect that?
Speaking about YouTube, I'm going to go to my... I was going to read like three comments from YouTube. Life with Nia. The mind Lucas possesses, man. Exclamation mark. Content we did know. The content we do not know we needed. As a student, I really needed this advice. Thanks for edifying my life. Edifying. Edifying.
Edifying my life.
Wow.
I don't think that's
what we're talking about. I think we need to search that one. I don't know.
That's the word of the day.
That's already setting the bar.
And then Charity says, what a balanced trio. Matai with the necessary humor. And Tato and Lucas with the necessary seriousness. So she's basically saying, Tato, Lucas, thank you for teaching me.
Matlali, thank you for showing up.
Thanks for showing up.
It's been wonderful.
And then the last comment is a YouTuber, Barbara. She says, I'm obsessed with the chemistry on this podcast. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
really
you so much.
Nah, shout out.
Yeah, highly appreciate it.
So to get us started, man, we're going to just speak about some of the biggest expectations that we thought we had in life. I hope you guys all relate to this. Hope you guys are all commenting. If you're watching the premiere on YouTube, comment down. Halala. If you're on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, don't forget to leave a review. Lucas, what's one of your biggest expectations? I don't care if you're in high school. I don't care if you're in university. I don't care if you're in the current position now.
Your actually biggest wanna know.
Expectation, my brother.
It's my biggest. I think my biggest expectations are usually the ones that I set on myself. As compared to like what ones that other people.
Wow, you asked me a question. Like episode one, the English came after 20 minutes. The first 20 minutes have been...
No, I get it. When I started last time, I thought I could be shy and build into it.
Be yourself.
That's what I was aiming for. And you guys just came in and interjected.
Sort of expecting too much.
Yeah, that's the problem. And I thought I was expecting too much of myself.
Do that laugh.
Yes.
I am an engineer.
Super bass. Anyway, yeah. So the biggest expectations that I feel is usually the ones that I set on myself. Because when I start something, I always do things with the expectation to be good at them. Else I wouldn't have tried doing it. So throughout my whole life, every time I decided to choose something to do or something to pursue as a career, because you know you have different ambitions when you grow up. So for each one of those ambitions, I had high expectations of how the outcome would be like.
Yeah.
So when I started, when I was younger, I used to draw a lot. So I used to be into the arts. So
hippie.
Little hippie. I used to draw and skate.
Yeah, Lucas is a changed man. Yeah? So we'll talk about that on episode 16.
Backstory. I must do story time. Anyway, so throughout all those different phases in my life, I had high expectations of how things would turn out for me. So say I was drawing, so I'd think to myself, I'm like, yo, I can make such a big name for myself. I can work hard at this and pursue it. And I would focus all my efforts and all my energy into that thing with the hopes that I'm going to make myself something out of it. Yeah. So those are the kind of expectations I have on myself as life changes, as I go through phases.
Yeah. I get it. So it's basically a thing of like, you always just want to be better and the best in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like when that doesn't happen, it's like a bit
why do you feel the need? What do you think drives the need to be the best?
Yeah.
Actually you answer.
It sounded like you wanted to rephrase it.
Now, because it's something that I do think about. I want to know that what
if you turn to the left, do the left. I thought Matari would know by episode two how to hold the mic.
It's the last time.
And if you do that again, we're gonna call Mo. I have money to replace you.
Yeah, she's the biggest podcast. You know
what you are saying now. The result is the reward.
Yeah,
Wasn't that something smart to say?
Nah, that's not what he was to say. That wasn't.
Well, he was saying that like if he's equipped to do something, he's going to do it, and he sees no reason why he can't be the best in that thing.
So those are the expectations.
So for example, he knows if he studied in school, he got 60 for science, 60 for maths, he can, or 70, sorry, he can become an engineer.
Yeah.
And if he can become an engineer, why can't he become the best engineer? Or why can't he just become a good engineer?
Yeah.
So the thing of like, I think it's a thing of in life, he understands that his path, there's no reason for him to fail because of he's doing things that are meant for him.
Okay.
Because he has the criteria, or what's it called?
Just the skills,
the skill set to do it.
Yeah, so capabilities.
Like, so I think a big thing for him is like, why not? That's a big thing he's saying. It's like, yo, I've got this idea in life. I've got the skill set. Why can't I do it? Why can't I be the best? If I'm going to go to soccer training, why can't I become one of the best soccer players in the world?
Yeah.
So I think he just set an expectation in his life that if he's going to do something, he's going to be very good at it.
Okay.
What's one big expectation that you've set in your life?
Expectations.
Yeah, like one thing that, expectation you set in your life.
And like an expectation doesn't necessarily have to be the truth. It doesn't have to be something that happened.
No, yeah. That's what we're talking about, also managing expectations.
I guess one of my biggest drawbacks or shortfalls, I assumed very early on that life was a bed of roses. Everything
a breeze.
Not unless I understood that there were challenges.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that there's a possibility that this thing can go sideways quick.
No, snap of a... Look at me, English too.
English.
snap of a heartbeat. So, in a heartbeat snap.
So I think my biggest expectation...
In a blink of an eye.
From Tom Lucas.
It did. You guys put me on the spot. Now I have to think.
And you want to go to Twitter? You know the procedure? Go to Twitter. Hashtag one of his mic. In a blink of an eye.
In a blink of an eye. But as I was saying, my thing is, I always assume that everyone is good. What's that?
It's a phone.
I assume that everybody is good. I assume that it's a, like you said, it's a breeze. So I know better to manage that. I don't go in saying, okay, I want to do that, and then I assume that if I do A, B, and C, I'll get that specific result that I was asking you about. I do now understand that A, sometimes you fail at the first step.
And wait, before you know, I wanna disturb you just a little bit. Why do you think that you had the idea that everything was a rose, was a bit of roses?
I think part of the bigger, it's a privilege and a downfall at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a household where you could do whatever you want to do.
That's what you were told.
Yeah, I was told. Yeah, it's empirical data. As much as it's good, and I believe that everybody needs to believe that things will work out. But then I think if I knew earlier on that things don't happen 100% of the time, like you plan to do it, I would have been in a better position now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... So my expectations... My biggest expectation is that. Is knowing that things are manageable.
Your biggest realization.
Yes.
Far as expectations are concerned. Yes. Interesting.
And
I can't think of my biggest expectation. Like, I'm literally like freaking out right now. That's why I've been going... I'm trying to think of my big... And I can't think of one. But I think my one is...
Yeah, but maybe that says a lot about your character.
Finishing what I start. That's like a big expectation of mine. Like,
makes sense. Yeah.
I did not want to be an engineer. I should not be an engineer. I have an engineering degree and I've never even used my degree. Nor do I plan on using my degree.
Do you think that was the way you thought when you were doing it? Like, let's talk about the early stages of when you started, like with that ambition in mind. Like when you applied and said, I'm actually doing this thing.
Yeah, but don't forget, I didn't really want to become an engineer. Like, I was told the best thing to do, because your maths and science is okay. They told me it was lit. It was okay. It was to become an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's bring it home. What's your expectations with YouTube or this podcast specific?
Actually.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that's
crazy. That's a great question. I think.
Yeah, no, that was really amazing. That was good. Well, I think
boys.
He's one of those. My biggest expectation on myself, I feel like I think that I'm not... necessarily the most funniest person, or not necessarily the most person, like the most aesthetic person, not the best dresser. Like, I don't have anything cool about me. So I feel like that's what I think. So I feel like when it comes to the videos and the podcast, it has to be excellent production wise, sound wise, look wise, flow wise, storyline wise. So I know I'm good at all those things. So I feel like I always overcompensate. I used to do it a lot back in the day with my weekly vlogs. I used to literally just make sure that the quality was great, transitions, instead of focusing on things like actually speaking to the cam. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think a big expectation of mine with the content creation is making sure that it's excellent. And I had a lot of pressure with the main channel, where I felt like I couldn't create anything else outside of like Moti looking for Mjolo, because there were such excellent pieces of content. And I wouldn't create content, because I was like, yo, if I create a vlog, if I do this, it's going to be boring. But luckily, I saw a lot of YouTubers doing vlog channels, and they explained to me why. They said it removes all the pressure of having to put out a video of the same standard on your main channel. With the vlogs, you can do anything you want. You can literally just vlog you and Mo going to go get coffee, mm-hmm. Lucas, Brian. As long as you're literally producing a vlog, speaking to the camera, it's enough.
Yeah.
So I think that's one way that I actually conquered my biggest expectation.
So I think it's justified to assume or to deduce that.
Deduce.
Yeah, from what everybody has said. That's oh my word, this is going to be a long podcast.
You understand, there's no need for
I'm hoping by episode 15.
Why would I not say deduce?
I'm hoping by episode 15.
How else would you explain coming?
Come to the realization. You understand?
But come to the
realization. Work on your adjectives. Can do things easily if you know the right words.
This guy said work on your adjectives.
Anyway,
adjectives are describing words.
I don't know if you're telling me or if you're telling yourself.
Not the whole point. It was like your cooking 11. What did I learn?
Adjectives. No. Yeah.
But I was saying that I one thing that I've noticed is that with expectations, there's like a bit of a negative connotation to it. Like in the sense that there is a bar that you set for yourself, and you never really think about the something not working out, or maybe you never really think about the negatives of your expectations, or maybe whether or not your expectations are too much, or how do you even gauge whether you should have that expectation, or whether that expectation is maybe inflated by the wrong information. Like how you mentioned that growing up you were told that you can be anything you wanted to be.
What?
Oh my God! Psych.
I can't hear you.
Psych. Psych.
You know, I'd recorded a pre-recording of psych. But anyway, so there's that negativity that comes with it, that your expectations might be overestimated.
Yeah,
you might have very high expectations of yourself because of past experiences, or maybe the upbringing, or things that you bad, or I would say bad habits only because from my perspective, I'd say they're bad habits. That you might have picked up that make you think either one, you are the center of the universe and everything will work to your benefit every time, or you are just somebody who's confused or lost.
I get what you're saying. I think the biggest thing with expectations, especially for me, when you ask me what my biggest expectations, it's very hard to quantify it. It's very hard to say, okay, I expect this and that. Sometimes it's just the thing like I'm lucky if I'm alive today, and okay. I expect it to breathe. So now, how do you sit back and say I expect this to happen, and then you gauge on top of that, am I capable of doing this? I think the biggest thing, especially when it comes to if you understand what you're capable of, and at least this is what I believe.
Yeah.
If you understand what you're capable of, you have a better understanding of what your expectations are. So when someone does ask you as well, what are your expectations? What's your biggest expectations? I think the first thing that you need to know is establish what am I capable of doing? And I think that's the hardest thing to do.
I get that.
You can expect to be a millionaire, but how are you going to be a millionaire?
That is also another thing that, yeah, expectations versus reality.
Yes. So the trick here is what am I capable of? And I think that in itself also is very hard. Because you it's easier to ask, like, Todd, what do you think I'm good at? You'll have an answer because you've thought about it before. But it's a thing of, do I believe what Tato says I'm good at and then I do it? Or do I sit down and say I'm good at this? And then now, when do I know that, hey, I'm actually good at this?
Yeah, but you're right. That's actually fire, because I feel like we always set the most negative perception of ourselves. So I feel like, for example, I've got a lot of things that mean insecurities. Insecurities is a good word.
Tato Rambele is insecure.
So you are weird. So I think one thing we should do, I think everyone should do listen to this podcast, what Lucas is saying. Set up your insecurities or your expectations of yourself or what you think you are. Then ask people who you actually trust and love and care, and people who care for you, what they think about you, good and bad, and then cross-reference and see what's actually similar.
Yeah.
And the things that you have on your side, if there's nothing there that people aren't seeing, yeah, think to yourself, should I be giving this insecurity any time if no one can see it?
Yeah.
If my mother, my father, my closest friend, my aunt, my caretaker, no one can see this bad trait that I claim to have, why am I thinking about it every single day?
Why am I dwelling on it?
That is something.
That was great advice, Tato Rambele.
That was Lucas.
That's crazy. I think the podcast brings the best out of you.
Shit. I think this is the one space where I get to explore my thinking.
So, Matladi, what's one expectation you feel from your friends?
My friends assume I have money.
Which ones? Who thinks she has money? I don't think you have money.
And if, wait, my question, from that expectation, how do you actually feel that expectation?
I think it's...
Did they say it?
I think it's my fault. I think I presented a different image of
it. My client has been doing this since second year. Like, I remember there was one time we were chilling with a girl. We were chilling at Rez, man. The Rez Lucas used to stay at.
Yeah.
Lucas wasn't there though. Now we're chilling, it's a vibe. Now we say, no, let's go to...
Not the story.
That's the thing of, yeah, yo, bro, let's go to... what's that bar next to you guys?
Eastwood.
Springbok. No, the bar close to your old Rez level band.
Eastwood.
Let's go to Eastwood. No, with girls. With girls. My thing's like, yo, you want to go to Eastwood? I can pay for you. I got a lot of money.
And then the subordinate clause there, didn't it? I said, let's go to Eastwood.
I'll pay.
He said subordinate clause and you guys had no...
Oh, so you didn't offer to pay?
You what did. You were making jokes saying you'll pay.
We joke. Get there.
You know, a joke must say, haha. Must say, I'm joking. We get to Eastwood. Guys, if you're on YouTube, my lady's face is like, she think I was being serious.
This is at the end of the day.
No, like, we're about to order at Eastwood. At the end of the day, we've chilled.
I was smart about it.
This girl already liked him, man. He did what he had to do.
Yeah.
No, but he had to show that he can pay.
When you couldn't.
Now we're ordering. He's like, yo, by the way. It's every man for themselves. Bro, did he not walk this girl home? Because she was like, what is this? Back to Rez. Because she was like, because looks at me, he's like, yo, bro, Tato, can you do something? I'm like, bro, no.
I did not.
You invited this girl.
Yeah, there's management expectations.
Who's supposed to manage the expectations?
You asked for a name.
Wait, my point is, you might have friends who think you have money because of how you present yourself.
Yeah, that's a problem. No, I forget to add the haha at the end. Yeah.
So I think
I have money today.
Yeah, just for today.
So I think a big part of like other people's expectations on you is the way you present yourself.
Yeah.
It's not even about them just expecting things out of the blue.
Yeah, but like, for example, let's say like you watch my reels. Let's see, watch my reels.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
And you're seeing soft. A nice time. Seeing soft life.
Yeah.
Now when you come to me and you say, and you see me at the club and you're like, yo, let's live in that manner that you're posting on your reels, and I can't. It's not that person's fault for assuming that I can.
Yeah.
Because I've presented myself as someone that travels, someone that goes to the club. When I go to the club, I'm very comfortable. Mm. If I'm with my girlfriend, we're doing very nice things. We're not doing it at a low level.
Mm. Yeah. No, not on the floor.
We're doing it at a soft level.
Yeah. On a pillow or a cloud.
For our age. So it's like, I can't be surprised if someone's like, yo, bro, can you buy a bottle?
Yeah.
Or, yo, bro, can you go to Cape Town next week? I can't be like, hey, bro, what?
Yeah.
Like, I must be like, okay, cool. The way I've presented myself is as someone that can afford to live a certain lifestyle.
Yeah. So would you guys say that part of managing people's expectations is
how you present yourself?
Present yourself in a way that makes those expectations realistic.
Yeah. Anyway, what's one expectation you felt, Lucas, from your friends and family?
Okay, I think the easiest one would be, say...
You're smart.
Okay, let me start with that one. So for me, I don't know obviously of everybody's perception of me from the outside looking in, but I can only interpret it from their expectations. And what I felt was that, you know, when you have moments, everybody has moments when they shine, and that's because maybe you're playing at your strengths.
Yeah.
And you will shine maybe once. I remember my dad had the biggest expectation, and I don't blame him, because growing up there would be moments where I'd outperform anybody's expectation and be like, oh shit, I think he's smart, then he might make it. And that would add a lot of expectation on me. But then I noticed this when I was younger and I disappointed people for that. My dad, like, I would get an award for like math or something in like grade 4, and then he would think that I'm gonna
get... You got awards in grade 4?
Yeah, everybody got awards though.
Nope.
I've never received
a lot of participation.
That's award. Assumptions. I always think my friends are like the super genius.
Ish.
Bro, we bamboozled ourselves through university.
I don't even know how we made it out.
But anyway, yeah. So, you know, when you have maybe one good streak, or you perform once very well, or you drop a video that's like 70,000 views, and then you have those expectations that you're going to do that every time.
Yeah.
Or maybe that I'm going to pass every time.
Yeah, but yeah.
And sometimes I have challenges that I can't deal with, and I will hide or go into my little corner and not perform as well as I did. So growing up, I'll have those moments where I'll do something very well, and then from there on I would go into a little dip because I'm not in those same conditions, and maybe I want too much from myself.
Yeah, that's what I say.
But you bring like a good point, and I'm very interested in what you do, just from a business perspective.
Yeah,
not outside Tato, my homie Tato the businessman. Of course, I believe that you drop a video of Moti, for instance. As soon as you press, as a publish.
Yeah, post. Yeah, publish.
As soon as you press publish, what is your first expectation?
Yeah, it really depends on the video.
Do you have, is it I guess what I'm asking, is it like a...
It really depends on the video. Like,
is it a number that you attach to it? Is it like if I drop a video now, if it didn't do 2K views in an hour, is that an expectation that you didn't meet? Does it ever happen like that?
Yeah, so it depends on the segment. So it's like, I definitely look at two things. The most important thing is, how do I feel about this video before anyone has seen it?
Yes.
So if I'm like, yo, this video slaps, I've laughed, I've enjoyed it, or I've learned something, I don't care about how it performs, right?
Yeah.
So let's say I post a really good video that I really enjoy and it gets number 10.
What do you mean number 10?
Oh, so on YouTube, it's like it always rates your videos from 1 to 10 based on the performance of the video.
Or you get that information.
Time. Yeah. So basically, number 10 basically means like it's comparing it to the previous 10 uploads and it's ranking number 10 out of the previous uploads. So the biggest thing for me is two things. Né? One, do I actually enjoy the video before it comes out? Like when I'm looking.
So you wouldn't post the video you don't enjoy?
Unless there's pressure to post it.
Okay.
Yeah. But then the pressure is like, I've never felt pressure to post a video before. But if there was, then I would. So like if the video bangs and I love it and Mo loves it and my family's laughing, then I definitely post it. I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's one of my KPIs. Number two, it's
assuming
how the video,
we know what KPIs are.
Key performance indicator.
Hey, speak on
number two, it's the views, the engagement, the comments.
Yeah.
There's some videos, like when I post a game from Jolo, I don't look at the comments in the beginning because I know there's going to be comments.
Yeah.
It's like almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
For Moti, I'll go to the comments and I'll respond to them because I know that I have to respond to them to spark more comments.
Engagement.
To get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vlogs and stuff, I look at them later because it's my third source of income. Do you get what I'm saying? Then,
yeah.
I guess what I really want to find out, if you have a video
that does badly, how do I react?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you read mine?
Yeah. So, so for example, Mo and I posted a video, I think 2 weeks ago. It was very clickbaity. She looked pregnant.
Yeah.
That video did amazing. I think it's on like 80, 90K views now.
Mm-hmm. At Sense Boys.
So now I'm thinking, okay, cool, when I post the next Moti video, it should perform at a similar level.
Yeah.
Or at least good. Posted the second one, it didn't do that great. It was when Mo surprised me skydiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You expected it to do good.
Expected it to do great. I'm thinking we're skydiving. I'm thinking I'm with Mo. Mm. I'm thinking we looked happy. I think it's a surprise. It didn't do good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on 30K views, but that's not
good in comparison
to the rest of the world.
So how do you deal with it? Do you go back to the drawing board and say, this is how we can improve it? Or do you just say, maybe people didn't just enjoy this and then you move on?
No, I do a deep dive. I look at the analytics. I say, okay, when do people leave? Because usually if you go like and do a deep dive, it shows when people left. So I'm checking, okay, cool. Was the thumbnail bad? What's the KTR?
What is that?
Click-through rate. Yeah. What's the click-through rate? So
what does that people, mean?
It's the click-through rate is basically like if you have a video and there's the thumbnail, how often are people clicking when they see it? Is it 8%,
10%? Oh, so you have access to that type of information.
And I see, okay, cool. The KTR is low. Maybe the thumbnail was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's look at the audience retention. Okay, cool. It's actually not bad. It's 50%. Then I keep going down and looking.
Until you find what the problem was.
Yeah. And then I try in the next upload to make it better. Do you get what I'm saying?
So you know
this
those things.
This
down.
Is why this guy, you're one of my favorite, I don't know if I've told you this before, you're one of my favorite businessmen in the planet.
Thank you. So one of my biggest expectations is that people think I'm a goat.
And you have to live up to that.
One of my biggest expectations from my friends is that like, I'm this entrepreneur who's just like killing it. It's like, you don't work a 9-to-5, you control your own time, you're killing it, you're doing amazing.
But you understand where it's coming from.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It makes sense. What I'm doing bangs. Like, all those things are amazing. But it's like, I feel like I get my friend's perception of it, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, like, yes, it sounds cool, but it's actually so much work. It's so hectic. There's sleepless nights. There's depressed days. There's moments where I feel like, what am I doing? Like, I can't do a lot of things because I don't have a credit score. So there's so many things that like genuinely like,
oh, on a PC.
Yeah. No, I do now. I've got one for the past year, but it's like, because I fix my problems.
Yeah.
I fix my problems.
Yeah.
But my thing, that's my big expectation. My perception my friends have on me. Like, I have to have my shit together.
Yeah.
Like, also,
you can't afford to fail.
Yeah. Like, you can't fail. Like, what you do will slap. Do you hear what I'm saying? So it's the thing of like, I can't disappoint my friends. I can't disappoint my parents because my parents literally want me to be an engineer and I'm making YouTube videos. Got an XA Sharp video. Who's it? I can't disappoint my girlfriend because now it's like a lot of things like have come to the picture. So I can't disappoint.
Yeah.
So my biggest expectation is the inability for me to disappoint.
Okay,
I get that.
No, but now, you took us to somewhere different. I want to dive in.
No, I definitely want to dive in.
You said, and I quote, This verbatim. Is one for you. I'm doing this for you. Verbatim.
Oh, verbatim. That's word for word.
So, what are the expectations that you feel that Mo has
on me?
Yep. Is it on me or
I don't think it's expectations Mo has, but I think it's expectations that I've set for Mo that she should have for me. Does that make sense? I don't think Mo feels these things, but I feel like any girlfriend should feel these things.
Oh, I get you.
So Mo has never expressed what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But it's a thing of like, I feel like my partner should be expecting these things from me.
Yeah,
but I get. Then we're going to dive deeper into that
I really want to know. And then how do you know when those expectations are reasonable?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. So you meet a girl,
yeah.
You guys start talking, nah? And then you guys are talking, you are courting her,
mm-hmm.
nah? And it's for you, my boy.
Proud of you.
So at what point did you do the claps? So, and I guess it goes down to the topic that we have in.
Yeah.
Expectation management.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you start talking to a girl, the energy is there.
Yeah. Mm.
We speaking 24 hours a day.
Mm.
And then a few 24 hours a day.
Yes.
That obviously is not feasible.
Nope.
It's not practical.
Nope.
Yeah. But you have already set that expectation. You are that guy that says, hey, yo, I'm going to text you 24
consistently.
Hours a day.
Yeah.
How do you then, I guess, and you'd have to do it at some point in your relationship. How do you move from, hey, babe, you know what, man, outside my relationship, there's a whole life.
Ecosystem.
Yeah. Yeah, there's things I need to do. Mm. You understand?
That don't require you.
Yeah, but then how do you present it in a manner that's not offensive?
Mm.
And I'm asking the relationship guys.
Okay, I'll set this one out.
You've asked me two questions. You've asked me what expectations I feel for my relationship.
Yeah.
And that thing. Can you just put the phones on silent?
No, but then I think the second half of his question is open for everybody because he's talking about courting.
Yeah.
And I think I can speak on that for myself.
Okay. Lucas really wants to speak.
No.
Because of the air.
My man wants to exclude me. I don't understand why.
So like with the relationship expectations, I feel, especially as someone who's literally a entrepreneur, you have to have your shit together. Like, you need to know what
you're doing.
What
does that mean exactly?
It's like, bro, like, yes, you're an entrepreneur. Yes, you're making YouTube videos. Yes, you're on TV. Yes, you're doing all these cool things. But what's your plan?
Okay.
How are you gonna stabilize this thing? How are you going to keep it going?
Yeah.
Because you get a gig once off. What happens if it doesn't come again?
Yeah.
So if, like, an expectation I have from my partner is to always make sure that the ball is flowing. The ball is going.
Yeah.
We must keep moving. We must keep getting deals. We must keep being stable. Because once I lose that stability, it's going to change a lot of things. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
But can I ask you this? And God forbid,
mm.
do you worry that if you do not have those deals, your relationship will be affected?
I know the relationship will be affected, but it won't end. It'll be affected in the sense that, like, our lifestyle will change. Affected in the sense that, like, maybe now she needs to be the person who's providing. Like, not the breadwinner. Like now it's 50-50. Now it needs to go to her being 70-80. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's going to be affected in that manner, but it'll never affect the love and the passion we feel for each other. No, that's not possible.
True.
Yeah. But I know that it's going to be some sort of change which I have to deal with.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So slightly.
It's like, so it's like a thing where I just need to make sure that I always have my stuff together. And for me, it's so tricky because it's like, I'm such a busy person, bro. Like, as I'm making TV, as I'm creating my own shows, as I'm having a social life, as I'm creating Instagram content, new shows, YouTube content, I have to also be a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I had to learn how to communicate the fact to her that, yo, listen, in January, there was no deals. I was giving you all my attention. But in February, I've got 6 deals. So my attention is going to now decrease.
This is just communication.
Yeah. It's a communication thing, yeah. Because it's like, oh, wait, cool. She expected me to speak to her at the same frequency that I spoke to her in January. But not because I say, listen, in Feb, I'm working with Lenovo. I'm working with Topo Chico.
Speak on it.
I'm working from Jolo.
Yeah.
Modemus Mike is out now. Tweet us, hashtag Modemus Mike.
Hashtag.
She understands that, like, I won't be able to give her as much time. Joking, I Cape Town for 2 weeks. I don't see her for 2 weeks. Do you get him? I was in Botswana for 2 weeks.
Must be nice.
I was in Limpopo for a week. Flew back to Cape Town. So it's a thing of, like, she needed to understand through communication. So when there's these problems, we communicate. So I think I answered both of your questions.
You didn't answer the quoting one.
I did.
That's what I'm meaning for.
I did.
Masters, yeah.
With the quoting one, you're speaking to a girl, you're giving a lot of time,
and
you want to reduce. Explain to her why. She mustn't feel like, oh, all niggas do is change. When the guy gets to this point, no, say, yes, I am changing, but I'm changing because in January I had more time. In January I wanted to pursue you. And I had the time to pursue you because I wasn't working. On December, I wasn't working.
That's the most important.
I was about to mention that do people give themselves enough time to evaluate something to have such expectations of? Because if you speak to me for a week in December where I'm not working, you can't have those expectations of me in January when I'm already doing 9 to 5, 7 days
but
a week.
But sometimes people get caught in the heat of the moment because you've never said, yo, I wasn't as busy. They don't take it in. You have to explain to everyone what's happening.
I think
you can't assume people know what's going on.
True, but then my question now is that whose responsibility is that?
It's yours, bro. You have to know the person that you're with. If this person cannot see things clearly and you love them and you care for them, you have to help them and teach them how to see things clearly. And teaching them might take time.
So it's the responsibility of the person who sees the problem?
It's both the people's responsibility. But if you can obviously see that the person you're with cannot see what you want them to see and you want to be with them on a long-term basis, you have to take the responsibility of teaching them how to see.
I think the key factor here that we can all agree on is that the first step in managing someone else's expectations is communication.
Expectations is understanding how they communicate, how they interpret, how they understand.
Maybe that's why it's such a rule.
And then from there, you go on to the communication. Because now you can't communicate something with someone that I can't communicate with Mo, I'm a sick Narato or some random girl's name, but I've got a beautiful girlfriend right in front of me. I can't communicate with Mo and say,
look at you guys,
babe, I don't like watching MTV in a certain tone.
Yeah.
So if I say, yo, babe, I don't like MTV. Now it's a thing of like, oh, you hate the things I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that, okay, cool. If I say it in this manner, she might snap.
Yeah.
So I have to say, okay, cool. Hey, babe, I was thinking, how about this Thursday? I would like for us to watch something different.
Yeah.
And then from there, you check the response. If the response is still snappy, you say, okay, cool. You back away. You come back in a day or two, then you say, I just wanted to address something that you are doing from my side.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I try to speak to you about this thing, you act in this manner, which fails, which prevents me from being able to actually express myself. And then kefalapil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I say something, you snap. Or when I say something, you cry. If I say, you do. So you have to help understand what she's doing in the moment and how it affects you. And how it's affecting the whole relationship.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to be like, yo, if this thing can't change, if you can't work on these things, then maybe we shouldn't be together. You know, once you say maybe we shouldn't be together.
You never want to see that. That's a bigger problem.
That's a different conversation altogether.
I'm just saying, if it's so deep and it gets to the point, maybe you shouldn't actually be with that person. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't say if you don't mean it. But sometimes if it gets to a point where this person cannot hear you,
you're incompatible.
Maybe you have to say, yo, maybe we shouldn't be together. And then you gauge the response.
Mm.
And if they say, yeah, maybe we shouldn't, then you know you shouldn't.
Then you had high expectations the whole time.
One thing partners also do is we don't know when to let go on all perspectives.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's what everybody, like,
usually, on all spectrums, man.
Yeah, you wanted to use the one. Yeah.
Spectrums. On all spectrums.
But you see with that one, it's easier to say that, you see with something like that or a friendship, there's that element of letting go. You know when it's family, that's a different conversation. When there's because I can imagine a lot of people who would be watching this. Well, not a lot, but there'll be some people who would be watching this who are young professionals like us who are pushing their own thing and have their own life.
Can I repeat? I'm pushing P.
Yeah, pushing P. P everything.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Pushing passion. Anyway. So those...
You P passion?
No, it can be anything.
Oh.
Positivity, passion.
Okay, what were you saying?
No, my
word.
No, my So... You see, when it comes down to some things you can't escape, or not so easy to escape unless you're obviously a diehard, but things like family, let's say expectation in the sense of somebody who's dealing with a situation of black tax, where you are a young professional who just started earning money, and now everybody has an expectation of you to be able to do certain things or maybe make things life better for everybody else.
And in those situations, communication doesn't work, okay?
They're not going to understand you.
You can't say,
Barbiang.
2 years working, yeah.
For whole every month.
Or whatever, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Or not a centurion, yeah.
How do you, what do you, And you know what the crazy
opa like six pack black.
And
that for my international listeners, we're basically just given a scenario where Lucas was home
listeners.
And Lucas was explaining to family member why he can't buy a six pack of Black Label.
Yeah, but before you move we on, apologize. I just want to know, because this is, I'm assuming this podcast is transparent.
Yeah,
I think when you're gonna talk about something, we're gonna talk about real things.
Yeah,
but I want to know from Lucas.
Yes,
Katleho.
You wanna say my surname too?
Nah.
Okay.
So how much is your black tax?
My black tax?
Percentage wise.
This makes sense. Just same amount, bro.
Don't hey.
I think as a percentage, I'm doing round about just under 10%.
Hey, you're doing little, eh?
That's a lot, bro.
I can do.
That's how
managing expectations is.
That's a lot.
You always need to evaluate your capabilities.
You're 10%, hey buddy.
yeah. Percentages, but did you see expectations? Just because I'm an engineer, he's expecting me to have.
No, I know how much you earn, dog.
You do?
You do.
Yeah.
Even now.
I know.
It
could go up at maybe 10, 15 max.
I'm on my second job.
I know how much you earn, dog. Mbudi eats it.
I probably did 10. But anyway, so it's always so based 10%, on. Nah? Yeah, just under 10%. Yeah. So I think it's around 7, give or take.
What's yours? And this is from.
Yeah, what's yours?
This is from the household. This is from like.
Home.
Intermediate family.
Yeah.
Like immediate family.
Immediate family, sorry.
Yeah.
This guy said intermediate.
You know, I keep saying English words that don't make sense, and they're gonna drag me.
Keep your pressure.
We don't have our expectations of you.
Wow, the weather is quite illuminating today.
We don't have high expectations of you to perform like this.
I'm looking at notes.
No. Mine.
Honestly, because I know you're a bit of a compulsive liar.
You don't have to say that.
God bless.
I can't keep a cap on my generosity. You know this.
Yeah. One thing about Matladi, he is extremely generous.
All the homies will be good around me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matladi, so, if you tell him that you want something, he'll give you extra.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And then he builds an expectation because every time people ask him for something, they expect extra.
Two nights ago,
we were celebrating Nora Peto's 21st birthday. I'm like, yo, Matladi,
tell them.
I just bought this thing. I need you to buy this thing. I'm like, I'm going to just use numbers to make it easy. I'm like, yo, bro, give me 20 rand. It's like, I'll give you 22.
You see that is exactly what he does.
He's like, no, I'll give you 22. I'm like, all right, that's good. But I mean, it's good because I feel like you understood why you had to give me 22.
Yeah.
You knew what was happening and the whole picture and everything. So I get it.
Mine is closer to 15 than it is 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to say, there's no need for me to do it.
Same. I was about to say, I
always
have
no matter of choice.
I also have black tax, right? But there's no reason for me to do it. It's just a thing of like, if I'm doing certain things and then there's a family member there who can't necessarily afford that thing, how can I do that thing in front of them?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like my black tax, also low key be like maybe 10% as well.
Yeah.
I'm capping.
5% of what you make.
Yeah, I might be just 80% of what I was.
Emma's telling you guys, I have my expectation for my friends. Is that guys, I don't have money, guys.
I don't have the money.
Don't be.
I think we're going to just digress a little bit. On a topic of, I guess you said expectations from your friend. What part do you think you play in creating those expectations?
Real dog.
No, but like, my thing is that like I'm a very honest person.
Yeah.
And you guys have seen, there's been situations where I'm like, yo, we're doing this and we do it a certain way and it happens. And there'll be situations where we do something and I didn't like how it happened. And I go, yo, guys, if we're going to be in the situation and we can't be doing the situation, we shouldn't be doing it.
Anyway.
Yeah. So it's like, my thing is like, yeah, my friends can have expectations of me. And it's like, most of them are pretty fair.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And if there's a point where I feel like the expectation is abuse, then I'll communicate. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah.
You see, you touched more on managing the expectation. I think maybe I didn't hear
I'm a problem solver, sorry.
How you
excuse.
No, I get it. I'm more curious about what part do you play in. I think we spoke about that expectations don't come out of thin air.
I think it's my communication skills are too nice.
I think that's your best attribute.
No, I'm saying, no, I'm answering you. Like, I communicate a lot about what's happening in my life.
Oh, so those expectations is on that information
of what's happening. You're working on Lenovo. Oh, you're doing this. Oh, this is happening. Yeah. Oh, what? And then you guys see. Oh, Tato worked with Topo Chico. Lenovo.
So that is how
he must be rich. He worked with seven brands, and we know he's red card.
So we're like, what's all the dog?
Oh, so palaga is six pack.
Oh, kas palaga Glen finish dog.
What? Kampala. Glen what?
So
my mom listens to this podcast, so she's painting a picture of you guys, right?
Hello, mama. No, that was a joke. If I laugh, it's a joke.
So that's how it works.
Yeah,
I saw the time.
Did you hear? Just laughed. If I laugh, it's a joke. so you just made a joke. So you just
scrutiny.
No, I just forgot the question that I wanted to ask you.
One expectation that I had in university, you know, was that once we graduate, everything's going to be smooth. And I think Google spoke about this on her podcast. She was saying that, like, she assumed once she hits her 20s, everything's going to be easy. Going to get the car, going to get the house, going to get the husband or the wife, going to move, going to get the partner.
I realized that no.
Even if there's money, like no.
Yes.
Nope.
Well, no, I was about to say that there's a great philosopher.
Speak
Jay-Z.
On.
Yeah.
He said two words.
Yeah. More money, more problems.
I'm just trying to think if it's more.
That was
words.
That was
it's
not Jay-Z.
Two words, four words. How many words is that? More money, more problems.
That's not Jay-Z.
Who was it?
That's Biggie's song.
Oh, shout out.
Also, a great philosopher.
Yeah. Another one of those poets.
Yeah.
Mm. So you were on the topic of more money, more problems.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's one of those things. Before you have money, you will hear it. Nah. And then when you get a little bit of money, you will see it. They tell you about one part of the trade.
Yeah, because everybody has, like when you are young, you have the expectation that I'm going to go to school.
Yeah.
After school, I'm going to get a good paying job. Mm. I'm going to get a house. Yeah. I'm going to get a car. I'm going to live lavishly. I'm going to be able to go out. I'm going to eventually get married. I'm going to have kids and everything is going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
No one ever tells you about the trade-offs you need to do. In order for example, for me to have an apartment, to have a car, there's other sacrifices that I need to make. Yeah. I can't go out every week of the month and spend 700 Rand. Because for me, 700 Rand is a different conversation. Yeah. 700 Rand for me breaks up into electricity, breaks down into borotho, breaks down into
international viewers, sorry.
Work clothes or things like that. Like with every milestone comes new responsibilities that you need to cater to. And I think sometimes people, and I don't know if it's a lack of exposure or it's just ignorance, but sometimes people will have this thing of, if I have a car, I have money. How would I have money if I'm paying for the car?
Yeah.
Where do you think the money goes?
Yeah.
I'm already using it for something.
Mm.
So not because I bought an iPhone 13, I have money.
Mm.
Because
I don't.
Now I need to pay for that phone.
Mm. I paid for it. Damn it.
The money's gone. And
that means it's gone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's either a lack of exposure or ignorance, because you can see that these things need money.
Yeah, I don't think it's ignorance. Remember, we're speaking about the relationship thing. You're telling your girlfriend you like something and then she still does it or whatever, she doesn't listen to you.
Yeah.
I think it's actually just a communication thing.
Yes.
Also an information thing. The people that are asking you for these things haven't gotten a salary of your caliber and had your expenses of your caliber at the same time.
That would be the lack of information or experience.
Exactly. Because obviously we're referring to people that obviously are demanding black tags, people that haven't been where we've been before. Because obviously our parents understand, yo, like my dad told you guys, like, yo, they're getting an apartment, cash flow, gone.
Yes. First thing.
He's like, are they getting an apartment, cash flow, gone. First he said, thing. Quality of living, down.
Yes.
But he's like, it's good because they have to go through that sometime.
Yeah, it's the exposure that you need.
You need that experience.
It's an information thing. I think we need to speak about it on like things like this podcast. If someone's earning 35K, they might have expenses that are up to the value of 30K and they only have 5K expenditures. Yes.
And
normally the
case. That's actually highly likely.
That's what funds the lifestyle. If you like, you know, with me growing up, right, I always my vision of what my life would be or the expectation that I held for my life was being able to afford some luxuries I wasn't able to afford with other people's money.
Mm. Yeah.
I couldn't afford those things with my parents' money. But in order for me to afford those things, I have to sacrifice going out every weekend. Or I have to sacrifice being able to have the time of my life, have leisure, go on trips and things like that.
Yeah.
So that I can, if I wanted to have all those things in comparison to having a house or a car, I would just live at home and not pay rent.
Yeah,
but and not pay for a car and use public transport. But every week I'd be out.
Your last was you in a taxi.
That's crazy.
Before my clarity, I just want to say the podcast is looking coming to an end. I just want to say like some.
No, before you end, I want to announce something.
I have a tattoo.
My daddy got an impulsive tattoo the other day.
Story time,
Lodi. Go to my Insta. Go to Moon's Insta.
I think
he got an impulsive tattoo the other day.
I think my name is Mike might have a story time segment. Because these guys are doing the wildest things. I just want to say, guys, so we've been speaking about all these expectations that we've been experiencing through life, man. I just want to say to the student that's listening that's in university about to finish, I just want to say, like, don't put too much pressure on doing things by yourself, especially if you do have parents and people that do support you. So, for example, a lot of us in our first year of working, we literally stayed at home.
Yeah.
Matlay stayed at home for the first couple of months. Mm. Lucas stayed at home for the entire first year, a year and a half.
Yeah.
So you get what I'm saying? I'm still at home. When it came to getting cars, making investments, we would ask friends and family for advice. If we wanted to get a car, but our credit score was low, we would make a plan with friends and family.
Yeah.
So don't assume that, like, just because Tata has a car, he was able to do it a clean way or a certain way.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone is doing things based on the network that they have and based on the family. So if you do have parents or family members that are all willing to help you, please don't be shy to grab out for help.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about friends. Don't ask for your friends for money. No. I'm saying if you've got family and good, close family friends, please reach out for help, because life is very tricky once you leave an educational institution. So please reach out for help. If you guys enjoyed that episode of My Name Is Mike, please make sure to give us a review. Give us 5 stars. If you have the urge to give us 3 stars, just give us 5 and tell us why you're going to give us 3.
We
expect 5 stars. Listening on YouTube, I hope you watched all the ads. Comment down below, halala. And let us know some of your guys' expectations that you guys have been feeling in the current stage in your life. It was your boy, My Name Is YouTube. Or Study 2.0 Prime Time Lucas. Check us out on all social media platforms.
Follow me. I'm trying to get to 10k by the end of the year.
And we'll see you guys every single Wednesday with more on Malume's Mike.